From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, January 17th at 8:55. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me. We have mixed trade to start here on the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn up 4.5 at 479. March soybeans up 6.5 at 1025.5. And March Chicago soft red winter wheat down 2 cents at 535.5. Looking at outside markets, equities in particular, the Dow Jones last check up 355 points at 43,508. February WTI oil pulling back a little last check, down 44 cents at 78.24. So, like I said, we've opened here steady mixed here. Soybeans are really trying to claw back some of the gains from the losses they had yesterday. Yesterday, corn was down 4, beans were down 24, and wheat was down 10. Wheat is clearly the short leg of that trade as the funds are really long corn. They've gained some, just got some length on soybeans here recently, and wheat, they're short, and they have been short for quite a while. No flash sales to report this morning. Earlier in the week, there were a few kind of head-scratcher flash sales of soybeans to China. Not big volume, but pretty well advertised. We are a big premium and more expensive compared to Brazil once we get into their harvest time slot here in February. Markets closed on Monday for the Martin Luther King holiday, and then they will reopen Monday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. It will be a really interesting day because it's also inauguration day and also might be executive order day, so to speak, as Trump has promised up to 100 different executive orders day one of taking office. So my thoughts are, what kind of major headlines or big news events that will happen maybe on Monday while the markets are closed on the Chicago Board of Trade? So that Monday night trade could be really interesting. I'll just leave it there. It could be pretty interesting. Private group AgroConsult increased the Brazilian soybean crop to 172.4 million metric tons. This is easily a record, just a massive crop expected in Brazil, but it's been expected for several months now at this point. It's just finally coming to fruition. It's kind of interesting. Central Brazil, there's some excessive rainfall here in January, and if that continues into February, it could really spell some problems for logistics and could potentially delay the safrinha corn planting. They harvest the beans and then plant double crop corn right behind those soybeans. So the later that corn crop is planted, the more at risk is for that growing season to incur really dry weather. That's their seasonal dry season on their corn crop. So they're not out of the woods there, but Southern Brazil, they're still dry. Rio Grande do Sul, Paraná, and Argentina, they're a little, their southern part is their, it's kind of flip-flop, their southern hemisphere. They're later and behind Mato Grosso and some of the northern states. Locally, the farmer has been a really heavy cash seller, and rightfully so, in the rally from the USD report 1 week ago. And the cash markets have really kind of felt that momentum. So a lot of the cash markets have much weaker basis here this Jan-Feb time slot, specifically in the Western Corn Belt. So the market finds that balance, and now there's a decent carry for March delivery. You know, they get coverage here at Jan-Feb and build in a little carry. So let's keep an eye on those bids for March delivery for those of you with bin bushels looking to maximize the return on those, of course. Your ARC PLC decision to FSA for the, I think, first time has been delayed 1 month to April 15th. That's a big change. Previously, it was March 15th, and it aligned with your crop insurance decision. So that's a big change this year. You'll have to sit down with your trusted advisor on what makes the most sense for you and ARC and PLC. That's a little bit more of a debate this year, especially on corn. Looking at our drought map, it's still, you know, pretty colorful out west in the Western Corn Belt. The Dakotas, Northern Iowa, Northern Illinois, Minnesota, Nebraska, in some level of drought, a little bit more severe out west in South Dakota and Nebraska. So we'll want that to heal up a little bit because spring will be here pretty soon, Kimberly. I hope everyone has an awesome weekend.